Hey there, Daily Stoic fam. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today's topic: something close to my heart, something we all need a little more of. Self-compassion. You know that feeling when you mess up, trip and fall on the way to achieving your goals, or just feel like you're not measuring up? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that treating yourself with kindness in those moments could be the secret weapon to unlocking a happier, healthier mental state? Listen, self-compassion isn't about indulging in constant praise or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about recognizing that everyone stumbles, makes mistakes, and has off days. It's about extending the same understanding and kindness you'd offer to a dear friend who's struggling. So, how can this magic of self-compassion actually work its wonders? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. We all experience pain, setbacks, and moments of doubt. It's part of the package, babe. Instead of beating yourself up for those imperfections, acknowledge them as natural parts of your journey. Think of it like this. If a friend came to you with their struggles, would you berate them? Heck no. You'd offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even a few words of encouragement. Treat yourself with the same level of understanding and empathy. 2. Silence your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly whispering negativity? Yeah, that needs a timeout. It's time to start challenging those harsh thoughts and replacing them with more compassionate ones. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm such a failure, try reframing it as, I'm learning and growing from this experience. Remember, every stumble is an opportunity for growth and improvement. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can work wonders for your mental well-being. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, the smell of the air. This helps you detach from negative thought patterns and cultivate a sense of peace. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mind, a quick reset that can make a world of difference. 4. Treat yourself kindly. Ever notice how we're often more generous with others than ourselves? Time to flip that script. Make self-care a priority. Take a relaxing bath, read a good book, go for a walk in nature, or simply spend time doing something you enjoy. Remember, you deserve to be treated with kindness and care just like everyone else. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Take some time each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a loving friend, or even just a good night's sleep. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it naturally pushes out negativity and fosters a sense of contentment. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you've just finished a presentation at work and it didn't go as smoothly as you'd hoped. You feel flustered, maybe even embarrassed. Instead of dwelling on the mistakes, take a deep breath and practice self-compassion. Remind yourself that everyone makes presentations occasionally, and even experienced speakers can have off days. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, learn from the experience, and move forward with kindness towards yourself. The key takeaway here is this. Self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It helps you navigate life's ups and downs with resilience, grace, and a whole lot of self-love. Remember, you are on a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself along the way, celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and keep moving forward with that amazing spirit you possess. So, what are you waiting for? Practice some self-compassion today. Share this episode with someone who could use a little extra kindness, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Let's spread the love and support each other on this journey called life. Until next time, remember, be kind to yourself because you deserve it, and always keep that daily stoic power flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.